إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فنواصل بإذن الله تعالى.
We're continuing on where we left off, explaining the book of Iman al-Awsat by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him. And last point we stopped at was the issue of replying to the arguments of those who say that faith is one thing and it's an all or none thing. You either have it all or you have none of it. And this is not the way of the pious predecessors and the companions, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them. And they, the metaphor for their argument was that they said that faith is like a medicine that is made of two components, and if one component is more, if the ratio of the two components to each other is different than what it should be, then it stops being that medicine altogether. That's their argument. And they also say that if there are 10 objects and one of them goes missing, then they're not 10 anymore. Shaykh al-Islam said that the pious predecessor's way is that faith is not an all or none thing, and that it has portions, and it has several components. Some of those components are absolute essential parts of Iman. Iman is not present without them, or cannot be claimed without having those, without those pillars, such as believing in the Day of Judgment, for example, or believing in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those are essential parts of faith that we cannot do without. Some other parts are very much recommended, and they are part of Iman, but if they're lost, then Iman is not completely gone as a concept.
ثم يعني توقفنا عند قول الكلام في طرفين أحدهما
أن شعب الإيمان
هل هي متلازمة
where he says
الإيمان له شعب هل هذه الشعب متلازمة في الانتفاء بمعنى أنه إذا انتفت شعبة
If one part of the faith is missing, does that essentially mean, or does that necessitate that the rest of Iman is missing too? And on the other hand, if one part of Iman is missing, is present, if one part of Iman is present, does that necessitate that the rest of Iman is present too? So, does each part of Iman necessitate the presence of the others, and does the fact that one part is missing necessitate that the other parts are missing? And now he's going to answer both questions. Saying, for the first question,
الصفات التي لا تقوم بنفسها ولكن تقوم بغيرها والأعيان اللي هي سمونها الجواهر أو ما يقوم بنفسه يعني الأعيان زي مثلا إنسان بقرة بيت فهذه أعيان وأما الأعراض اللي هي الأوصاف زي
To answer the first question, the author started with differentiating between two things. He's differentiating between things as things and attributes. For example, things are like an apple or a mountain or a house, etc. And attributes are length, height, weight, etc. Now, those things can completely disappear or stop being what they are, but it really depends on how much of them is lost. For example, the human being is a thing. If part of the human being is missing, the human being may cease to exist or may not. If the head is missing, the human being is essentially a dead body. But if the hand or a finger is missing, then that's a different story, and the human is still alive. Although it was an important part, it was a usable part, but it doesn't mean that the person is not existing anymore.
وَلَا يَلْزَمُ مِنْ زَوَالِ بَعْضِ الْأُمُورِ الْمُجْتَمِعَةِ زَوَالُ سَائِرِهَا.
And it's not necessary that if one part of them is missing, then the rest of them is missing, just as an absolute fact. It really depends on how much is missing and what parts are missing. And even things that are compound, like that medicine that they used as a metaphor.
به من العشرة والسكنجبي مطابق لذلك.
And the number 10
من الخل والعسل يخلطان بنسب معينة. فيقول حتى ما مثلوا به إذا تأملت في هذين المثالين.
So if you look at the metaphor for the potion that they talked about,
زوال الجزء زوال.
It's not necessary that a part of it is missing, that the whole thing is missing. And for the number 10, if one is missing, it doesn't mean that the 10 does not exist anymore. It says actually what it means is that 9 parts of the 10 are still there. The name 10 is gone, but most of the 10 is still there.
لا يزال بقيتها موجودة. وإذا زال أحد جزئي مركب لم يلزم زوال الجزء الآخر. لكن يقول المركبات اللي هو زي الشراب المركب يعني من خل معسل، إذا زال أحد جزئيه لا نقول زال الكل، نقول بقي أحد الجزئين. لكن أكبر ما يقولون زالت الصورة المجتمعة، وزالت الهيئة الاجتماعية، وزال ذلك الاسم الذي استحقته الهيئة لذلك الاجتماع والتركيب، كما يزول اسم العشرة والسكن جديد. لكن إيه عن غاية ما يقال أن زالت الصورة الاجتماعية صورة اجتماع هذه الأجزاء معا.
The gist of their argument is that the actual form that things used to exist on, like the ten houses used to exist in, the actual form of having 10 objects is gone.
أما كون ذلك المجتمع المركب ما بقي على تركيبه فهذا لا ينازع فيه عاقله.
And he's saying that's obvious. That's an obvious thing. Of course, we know that it's 10 objects missing one. It's not 10 anymore. And no one with no one can argue that.
قال ولا يدعي عاقل أن الإيمان أو الصلاة أو الحج أو غير ذلك من العبادات المتناولة بأمور إذا زال بعضها بقي ذلك المجتمع المركب كما كان قبل زوال بعضه. يقول
in the same way, when it comes to faith, If some of the actions of faith is missing, we don't, then faith is not as complete as it used to be. Pious predecessors don't say that that faith has to be perfect all the time. They say that faith can be defective.
فهم لا يقولون زال الإيمان لكن في نفس الوقت لا يقولون هذا إيمان كامل تام بل يصبح الإيمان عندهم إيه ناقصا كذلك الصلاة لها أجزاء
same thing for goes for praying salah
إذا زالت بطلت الصلاة تصبح صلاة
some things in salah are essential parts
إذا ذهبت
if they are missing the salah is not a salah anymore but some parts can be missing without without the salah being completely void
قد يشرع لها مثلا جبر بسجود سهو أو كذا لكن إيه يعني الصلاة فيحصل فيها نقصان لكن لن تذهب إيه بالكل هناك بعض الأجزاء تنقص من الصلاة لا نقول إن الصلاة بعد نقصان هذه الأجزاء تبقى تماما كما كانت
and so we're not saying that that إيمان is absolutely the exact same thing whether those parts are missing or not the same goes for pilgrimage some parts of Hajj are absolutely essential for example if someone does not go to Arafah then that's not Hajj anymore. But some things in Hajj, if they are missing, then Hajj is not completely void and null, but it's still defective.
هناك بعض الأجزاء ربما تسقط من الحج
and so all those things have the same property in common which is you, some parts of it can be missing depending on what parts they are and
قال ولا يقول أحد إن الشجرة الدار إذا زال بعضها بقيت مجتمعة كما كان هنا إيه أمثلة أخرى يقول الشجرة
no, another metaphor.
إذا ذهب بعضها لا يقول أحد إنها بقيت مجتمعة كما كانت
if a tree is missing a big branch nobody will say that it's a complete tree as complete as it was before but does it absolutely have to stop being a tree altogether? No, it really depends on what part is missing if the entire stalk is missing then yeah, it stops being a tree but if one branch is missing then it's still a tree
لا نقول بقي كاملا كما كان قبل الانحصار وفي نفس الوقت لا يلزم بالضرورة أنه إذا زال البعض زال البعض قال كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
just like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said every newborn is born according to correct instinct his or her parents will make them either Christian or Jew or pagan
هل تحسون فيها من جدعاء رواه البخاري ومسلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يضرب مثلا
and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used a metaphor
الفطرة السليمة للمولود قال كل مولود يولد على الفطرة يعني يولد على التوحيد يولد موحدا مؤمنا بالله تعالى موحدا له فأبواه يهودانه يعني يجعلانه يهوديا هذا تدنيس لهذه الفطرة
He said that every newborn is born a monotheist, essentially. Just like any new a newborn sheep, for example, they're always born whole. But then people come along and they sometimes they snip some their ears or they brand them etc. When they were born complete and defect free.
في نفس الوقت قد يكون هذا التشريف لا يخرجها عن كونها لا تزال توصف بأنها بهيمة فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ضرب مثالا للمولود يولد على الفطرة يعني حسن الخلقة وحسن
And so here, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم
يعني حسن الدين ثم يأتي الناس ويشوهون دينه ويغيرون فطرته
The Sheikh is repeating the same point.
ونلاحظ أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إيه أو يسلمانه لأن الإسلام هو
Note that Rasulullah did not say that his parents can make him Muslim because people are born monotheistic. Muslim parents, it's not part of their duty to make someone Muslim. Their duty is to conserve that Islam that they were born with.
ولكن لا يلزم زوال بقية الأجزاء. هنا إيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما ضرب المثل بالبهيمة إنها تنتج يعني تولد جمعاء والناس إيه يجدعونها فتصبح جدعاء. فيقول بعد الجدع لا تبقى مجتمعة يعني مكتملة الخلقة والهيئة لكن لا يلزم زوال بقية الأجزاء يعني يقول إن البهيمة إذا قطع يعني أذنها أو أنفها أو أنها يعني زالت عنها صفة يعني زال عنها كونها بهيمة بقيت بهيمة لكن شوهت الخلق قال وأما زوال الاسم هنا
Now the author is saying when it comes to the name of faith
نقص
If it's defective, does the name of Iman become void if part of it is missing? Is a discussion of semantics. Because there's another discussion that follows that, which is the discussion of things that follow in terms of what's going to happen to that person in life and what's going to happen to them in the hereafter. So, to begin with, we need to start discussing the semantics of
it. كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث المتفق عليه الإيمان بضع
And as we know, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith that Iman is 70-something branches, the highest of which is saying La ilaha illallah, and the lowest of which is removing harmful things from people's way. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم also said that haya or being shy is a branch of faith.
ولا يلزم من زوال شعبة من شعبه زوال سائر الأجزاء
And just like Salah and Hajj,
زوال بعض أجزاء الحج والصلاة زوال سائر الأجزاء
are made of branches and parts. And just like it's not necessary if some parts are missing from Hajj that the whole Hajj is defective or is null. Of course, that depends on which parts are those that are missing. Same thing goes for Iman.
زوال الاسم ولا يلزم زوال سائر الأجزاء مسألة زوال الاسم لها إيه تفصيل يعني سيوضحه قد يزول وقد يزول حسب نوعية هذه الأجزاء التي زالت قال كما لا يلزم من زوال بعض أجزاء الحج والصلاة زوال سائر الأجزاء فدعواهم أنه إذا زال بعض
If some parts of something is missing then the rest of it has to be missing too is not true.
يعني قدر موافقهم فيه هو أنه بعد النقصان
But we agree with them that it becomes defective. It's not as complete anymore.
قد يبقى النزاع هل يلزم زوال الاسم بزوال بعض الأجزاء؟ هل يلزم زوال الاسم بزوال بعض الأجزاء؟ قال فيقال لهم المركبات لذلك على وجهين. قال المركبات على وجهين. منها ما يكون التركيب شرطا في إطلاق الاسم، ومنها ما لا يكون كذلك.
Now, their question would be, what parts would necessitate that something would be completely non-existent if they're missing? For example, 10, if one is missing, the number 10 does not exist anymore, but 9 parts of 10 are still in existence.
ومنها ما يبقى الاسم بعد زوال بعض الأجزاء، وجميع المركبات المتشابهة الأجزاء من هذا الباب، وكذلك من المختلفة الأجزاء. قل إيه المركبات؟ هناك منها نوع.
Now he's saying that the things that are compounded are two types.
فقال أولا كل المركبات المتشابهة الأجزاء هي مما إذا زال بعضها لا يزول الاسم عن الباب.
If they're made of similar parts, like a wall is made of bricks and bricks are similar to each other, or wheat, for example, 50 pounds of wheat, it's a compounded thing and it's made of things that are identical to each other. If parts of this are missing, this compounded thing are missing, then the rest of it is absolutely still inexistent and it is still called wheat or so called a wall. And now he's saying the other compounded group of compounded things can either be that way, the second thing of compounded things is those things that are compounded of different types of parts, like a car, it's compounded of different parts. Now, when it comes to those things, some parts can be missing without the whole object, the compounded object, losing its existence. But some other parts are essential. This is basically the same argument that we started with. And the same goes for some kinds of food. A cake can lose its frosting and still be called cake. I guess it kind of depends on whoever is eating.
قال فإن المكيلات والموزونات تسمى حنطةً وهي بعد النقص تسمى حنطة. هذه بعد. وكذلك التراب والماء ونحو ذلك. كل المكيلات والموزونات اللي هي متشابهة الأجزاء. زي الحنطة زي التراب أو كمية مثلا ضخمة من التراب.
And he's using other examples like sand and water, etc. Compounded of identical parts. If some of it is gone, it still has to be called, you know, water or sand. The same goes for semantic words like worship, obeyance, good, and hasanat, and ihsan, and charity, and knowledge, etc.
وعند زوال بعض الأجزاء وبقاء بعض
whether they are a lot or a little, they don't lose their names. For example, worship. If it's little worship or a lot of worship, it's still essentially worship. Because in our minds, when we think of the word worship, we think of something that is compounded of similar parts, like charity, giving a little bit of charity or a lot of charity. It's made of units that are identical, whether it's property, money, whatever. All those parts are little charities altogether. If it's less than 100,000, for example, if it's 50,000, it's still charity. And the same thing goes for the word Qur'an. Qur'an is used to describe the entire book or to describe a verse or a surah or a chapter or an ayah. It's all called Qur'an. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down more Qur'an than what we have received, then it will still be called Qur'an. And before the Qur'an was completely revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was still called Qur'an.
قال وقد تسمى الكتب القديمة قرآنا كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خفف على داود القرآن.
And even older books, older than the Quran, may be called Quran. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that David, Dawood alayhi salam, received Quran, which in that hadith means the Zabur, the book that Dawood alayhi salam received especially.
على كل القليل الكثير. وكذلك لفظ الجبل يقال على الجبل وإن ذهب منه.
The same goes for a mountain and a sea and a river. If part of it is missing, it's still called a mountain and a sea and a river. Same goes for a city. More examples.
ثم ينقص كثير من أجزائها والاسم باقي. ضرب أمثلة كثيرة. يقول اسم المدينة أو الدار أو المسجد يقال عليها وهي مجتمعة، وحتى لو نقص منها أجزاء كثيرة قد يظل الاسم باقيا ولا يزول في زوال بعض الأجزاء. يعني تسمى مدينة حتى لو ذهب جزء منها الباقي يسمى مدينة. قال وكذلك أسماء بعض الحيوان والنبات كلفظ الشجرة يقال على جملتها فتدخل فيه الأغصان وغيرها، ثم يقطع منها ما يقطع والاسم باقي. قال زي أيضا لفظ الشجرة.
Now he's using the example of a tree.
تطلق على جميع أجزائها، فكل غصن من أغصانها هو جزء من الشجرة.
Every branch of the tree is part of the tree, and if it's missing some branches, it's still called a tree.
قال وكذلك لفظ الإنسان والفرس والحمار يقال على الحيوان المجتمع الخلق، ثم يذهب كثير من أعضائه والاسم باقي. يعني كل إنسان حتى لو ذهب بعض أعضائه.
Now he's moving to animals and humans. If some parts are some parts can be missing, and it would still be called a human
يتناول الجملة المجتمع
or an animal.
ثم يزول بعض أجزائها والاسم باقي. كل شخص اسمه زيد وأصيب مثلا بفقدان بعض أعضائه الباقي منه يسمى زيد.
And the same goes for the names of those of the human the name for a human being who missed some organs. Zayd can be missing a hand and still be called Zayd.
إذا زال جزء لزم أن يزول الاسم إذا أمكن أن يبقى الاسم مع بقاء الجزء الباقي. يقول طالما المركبات نوعان، نوع منها يزول الاسم بزوال الجزء كالعشرة اسم العشرة واسم سكن جبين الذي مثله، ونوع آخر إذا زال البعض لا يزول الاسم. قال خاصة أن غالب المركبات هي من النوع الآخر، يعني هم فعلوا عشان يجيبوا مثال للنوع اللي هو إذا زال بعضه يزول كله.
Now he's saying that actually most compounded things are that are the first kind, the kind that does not become void if some of it is missing. So the metaphors they came up with, they must have exerted quite a bit of effort to come up with those particular metaphors. Because most of compounded things are not void if some of them are missing. Now he's saying that Iman is just like that. If some of it is missing, the whole thing is not missing. Whether that applies to what happens to the person in life or what happens in the hereafter.
لكن لا يزول اسم الإيمان بالمرة أو لا يزول حكم الإيمان بالمرة عمن نقص منه بعض أجزاء الإيمان إلا في حالة الأجزاء التي هي يعني ركن التمسك. قال فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الإيمان بضع وسبعون شعبة أعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله.
And now he's reminding us again of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم's hadith saying that Iman is 70 something branches.
أنه إذا زال الإماطة ونحوها لم يزل اسم الإيمان.
And he's saying that if someone does not remove harmful things from people's way, then that's not then that's part of Iman that is missing, but it's not it does not make the entire Iman missing, and it does not make the word Iman missing. Iman is still there.
إذا زالت قم يوافقوننا على أن الإيمان لا يزول إذا معناه أنه قد تزول بعض شعب الإيمان ولا يزول الإيمان بالكلية. قال وقد ثبت عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصحيحين أنه قال يخرج من النار من كان في
قلبه حبة authentically narrated to have said in both صحيح books that anybody who has as much as a speck of faith in their heart will be taken out of the fire. And this is clear evidence that Iman can be less or more, and it can be some of it can be taken away, and some can be added.
إذا مثقال حبة من الإيمان يسمى إيمانا أيضا. فعلم أن بعض الإيمان يزول ويبقى بعضه وهذا ينقض مآخذهم الفاسدة ويبين أن اسم الإيمان مثل اسم القرآن.
And this shows us that Iman is just the word Iman is just like the word Quran and the word Salah and the word Hajj. For example, with Salah, doing one rak'ah is still Salah. Doing 5 or 6 or 11 is also still Salah. Now, when it comes to Hajj, some parts of it have to be done. Otherwise, it won't be called Hajj anymore. In some parts can be done away with, but it's still called Hajj. For example, throwing the jimar and staying the night in Mina. And these are highly recommended things, parts of Hajj. If you don't do them, you'd have to slaughter a sheep. And the Hajj is a little defective, but it's not null, it's not void.
هناك درجة الكمال المستحب أنه يزيد على هذا ويأتي بالمستحبات الحج. طبعا هناك درجة اللي هي أدنى من هذا اللي هو أن يأتي بالأركان التي تجعل حجه ليس باطلا، تخرج حجه عن أن يكون باطلا.
There are other parts that you don't have to do anything if you miss them, but they add to the perfection of Hajj. And on the contrary, there are some parts that if we don't do, then Hajj is not accepted, it's null and void, and there's nothing we can do to mend it.
هذه إذا كمل إلى الحج بفعل المستحبات وإلا نقص منها شيئا فيكون حجه يعني ناقصا عن الكمال المستحب لكن ليس فيه إثم ولا يعني ولا يحتاج إلى جبران ولا شيء ويكون صحيح. مثال المستحبات قال إيه كرفع الصوت بالإهلال
examples of some things that you can do without, but if you do them, then that's completing the perfection of your Hajj. Is saying a tahleel loudly, for example, and exposing the right shoulder for men.
كذلك الرمل السنة في الطواف الأول طبع سنة في الأشواط السبعة والرمل سنة في الأشواط الثلاث الأولى. فإذا الذي لم يطبع أو لم يرمل أو كذا لا نقول إن حجه إن يعني زال عنه اسم الحج لأنه
and so those things if they're not done then Hajj is still Hajj.
الواجب وفرق من الكمال المستحب. كذلك من نقص من الكمال الواجب لا يزول عنه اسم الحج يبقى حجه صحيحا ومجزئا لكن يحتاج الى جبر هذا الخلل. قال وكذلك الصلاه
the same goes for
فيها اجزاء تنقص بزوالها عن كمال الاستحباب
some parts,
وفيها اجزاء واجبه تنقص بزوالها عن
and some parts are absolutely essential.
مع الصحه في مذهب ابي حنيفه واحمد ومالك كل الصلاة فيها إيه يعني مستحبات وفيها واجبات
and some things are extra that add to the perfection
غير الأركان. في بعض المذاهب كما هو عند الشافعية يعني إما أركان أو مستحبات ما فيش يعني واجبات ليست من الأركان أو من المستحبات. ويعني في بعض المذاهب يكون فيها واجبات ليست أركانا وفي نفس الوقت ليست من المستحب. قال وفيها ما له أجزاء إذا زالت جبر نقصها بسجود السهو وأمور ليست كذلك.
And some parts if they're missing you can compensate for them by doing sujood sahw.
قال فقد رأيت أجزاء الشيء تختلف أحكامها شرعا وطبعا.
And so those parts, those different parts of Salah differ in their nature, in what they are, and they differ in the consequence of them being missing.
قال فإذا قال المعترض هذا
and so if some objector comes along and says
وهذا خارج
this part
عن الحقيقة
is
هنا يأتي إيه سؤال عن أصعب شيء قلت المعترض إيه يمكن أن يأتي الآن ويقول لنا طيب
if
الآن
someone comes along and says
الأجزاء التي إذا زالت زال الباقي اللي هي بنسميها الأركان
those essential things
داخلة في حقيقة الإيه
are part of the essential nature of something. And those extra things are not even essentially part of that thing. So they're saying, for example, that Hajj is made only of those essential parts of Hajj. And the rest of the things that you can do away with in Hajj are not part of Hajj. Someone may say that.
إذا زال بعضه زال الباقي فقلت أي شيء إذا زال لا يزول اسم الإيمان هذه أشياء ليست من حقيقة الدين. فقيل له ماذا
so if someone tries to use that argument regarding iman, we'll ask that person, what do you mean when you say when you say essential or the essential parts?
فإن قال أريد بذلك ما إذا زال صار صاحبه كافرا.
If that person says that the essential parts are those that are that if they are missing, the iman is completely gone and the person becomes kafir. If that person says that,
بل الإيمان والكفر يختلف باختلاف المكلف وبلوغ التكليف له ونزول الخطاب الذي به التكليف ونحو ذلك. بعض النسخ نزول الخطاب بعدها وبزوال الخطاب، بس كان النسخة اللي فيها ونزول أصح يعني. طيب هنا الآن شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله يرد على هؤلاء.
So Shaykh Islam is replying to that.
طيب أنتم الآن تقولون الأجزاء التي إذا زالت زال الإيمان هذه تدخل في حقيقته، فيقول طيب الآن الإيمان ليس له إيه أجزاء إذا زالت زال الإيمان في حق عموم في حق جميع الناس، هذا يختلف ما هو الجزء الذي إذا زال زال الإيمان.
He's saying that those essential parts differ among people according to several things. One thing is how responsible a person is, how responsible independent a person is. For example, whether that person is an adult or not, whether they have full mental capacity or not. And it also depends on whether that person has known that part of faith or not. And whether that person lived in a time when that essential thing was ordered or not. For example, some people lived before, lived and died before certain parts of faith were revealed.
الشيء الذي إذا زال لم يصل صاحبه كافرا يقولون هذا ليس من الإيمان. يقول لك طيب ممكن في حق إنسان معين إذا نقص منه شيء لا يكون كافرا لأنه لا يعلمه أو لأنه لم يدرك إيه زمن نزوله. إذا أنت تقول إن هذا الشيء ليس من الإيمان، طيب كيف هو ليس من الإيمان وهو في حق شخص آخر ممن بلغه هذا التكليف إذا تركه الكفر؟ إذا هو من الإيمان، إذا هو من الإيمان لكن الأول غير مكلف به، ويريد أن يقول أن هناك ممكن شيء من الإيمان ومن تركه ليس كافرا. قد يكون شيء من الإيمان.
And so the author is trying to say that sometimes there can be essential parts of Iman that are missing in someone, but yet that person would not be a kafir because of several reasons, like not being an adult, for example, or not being or not receiving the message that thing is necessary.
كان الواجب على الخلق تصديقه فيما أخبر وطاعته فيما أمر ولم يأمرهم حينئذ بالصلوات الخمس ولا صيام شهر رمضان ولا حج البيت ولا حرم عليهم الخمر والربا ونحو ذلك ولا كان أكثر القرآن قد نزل. قل الآن ما هي حقيقة الإيمان في بداية
And now the Ba'ath is saying that when Rasulullah sent Rasulullah as a messenger, the duty of mankind was to believe the messenger and to believe that he's a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to believe in monotheism. But at that time, there was no prayer was not revealed, fasting was not revealed, Hajj was not revealed. And so at that time, whoever did that part, just believing in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a messenger and believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one God, then that person would be a completely faithful person. But knowing that that person was not praying because prayer was not revealed and not fasting, if that same person with that same amount of faith came after Hijrah, then that faith would not be accepted because Rasulullah expected that everyone, every faithful person would pray and they would fast if they could. And so the author here is replying only by principle to that argument. They say that Salat and Siyam,
قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله كان بدء الإيمان ناقصا فجعل يزيد حتى كمل. كان بدء الإيمان ناقصا أول ما بدأ الإيمان كان ناقصا ثم جعل يزيد.
Okay, moving on to a different point. Imam Ahmad said that iman was defective at first, and then it started increasing and increasing until it became perfect. And this he's referring to how the religion was revealed. It was revealed gradually until it was complete.
المسألة الأخرى اللي هي إيه حتى بعد اكتمال الدين قد يقول قائل طيب الكلام هذا كان قبل اكتمال الدين والآن الدين كمل حتى بعد اكتمال الدين
and even after the religion was perfected
إذا بلغ الرجل بعض الدين
if a person does not know part of it
صدق ما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم جملة وما بلغه عنه مفصلا
then that person would not have to would not have to believe the part that he did not know in order to be considered mu'min. We can't expect every single faithful person in the world to know every essential part of the religion. Some people may not know those essential parts, but they would not be considered kuffar because they believe generally as a general statement that whatever Rasulullah came forth with is true.
فهذه يعني هو ليس إيه مكلفا بها إلا عندما تبلغه فيصبح إيه مكلفا
and they would only be those missing things would only become obligatory if those people knew about them.
لكن تفصيلا من يؤمن بهذه الجزئية من الدين هذه يصبح إيه مكلفا من يؤمن بها عندما تبلغه. قال وأيضا فالرجل إذا آمن بالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إيمانا
in the same way
ومات قبل دخول وقت الصلاة أو وجوب شيء
believes in Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم
مات كاملا
prophethood and monotheism but dies before the time that prayer was revealed as a mandatory part of faith, then he's still considered mu'min, and on the Day of Judgment he will be resurrected as a completely faithful person. Had that person lived after the time that prayer was revealed, then he would be obliged to perform prayer in order to still be considered a faithful person.
يموت قبل وجوب شيء من الأعمال إلى الصلاة التي لم يدخل عليه وقتها فهذه إيه؟ لم تكن واجبة عليه لأنه مات قبل أن يدخل وقتها، وهو مات كامل الإيمان. فالصلاة التي مات الإنسان قبل أن يدخل وقتها هل هي من الإيمان أو ليست من الإيمان؟ هي من الإيمان، لكن من تركها ليس كافرا، من تركها أو لا يعني لم تجب عليه لم يكن مكلفا بها. أو مات الإنسان قبل وجوب شيء من الأعمال، مات قبل أن يملك نصابا أو قبل أن يحول عليه الحول حتى تجب عليه الزكاة أو كذا، فهو مات كامل الإيمان الذي وجب عليه. قال: وكذلك القادر على الحج والجهاد يجب عليه ما لم يجب على غيره من التصديق المفصل والعمل بذلك. بعض الناس يجب يقدرون على الحج ويقدرون على الجهاد فيكون واجبا عليهم، وبعضهم لا يقدر على هذا فلا يجب عليه. قال: فصار ما يجب من
الجهاد. And the same goes for people who are not able to perform a certain part of faith, like people who are not able to perform fasting due to a certain metabolic condition, for example. They don't stop becoming faithful.
هذا يختلف عن تصديق الآخر، إن هذا صدق بأشياء والثاني صدق بأشياء أكثر منه، لأن هذا بلغه قليل وهذا بلغه أشياء أكثر من الإيمان، يقول التصديق نفسه يتفاوت. ويختلف حاله باختلاف القدرة والعجز وغير ذلك من أسباب الوجوب، وهذه يختلف بها العمل أيضا. هناك اختلاف بحسب إيه؟ القدرة، هذا من جهة العمل يعني الأعمال الواجبة التي تدخل في مسمى الإيمان الواجب في حق زيد غير الأعمال التي تدخل في مسمى الإيمان الواجب في حق عمرو، لأن زيدا يقدر على بعض الواجبات وعمرو لا يقدر على هذه الواجبات، الواجبات التي يقدر عليها زيد هي إيه؟ من الإيمان الواجب في حقه، والواجبات التي لا يقدر عليها عمرو هي ليست من الإيه؟ من الإيمان الواجب في حقه. قال: ومعلوم أن الواجب على كل من هؤلاء لا يماثل الواجب على الآخر، فإذا كان نفس ما وجب من الإيمان في الشريعة الواحدة يختلف ويتفاضل، وإن كان بين جميع هذه الأنواع قدر مشترك موجود في الجميع كالإقرار بالخالق وإخلاص الدين له والإقرار
that this shows us that a lot of the parts of faith in terms of forms of worship, for example, are can be different in how obligatory they are among people. Some people can have the right to miss some of those parts. For example, people who cannot perform them, or some people may have lived before those parts were revealed, and they would still be considered completely faithful. But there is something that has to be there in everybody, like believing in Allah Subhanahu wa Taala as the one Creator, and believing in the messengers and the day of judgment, for example.
فالبعض الآخر قد يكون شرطا في ذلك البعض وقد لا يكون شرطا فيه. يعني هنا هي مسألة أن الإيمان منه ما هو يعني منه أجزاء إذا ذهب بعضها ذهب الباقي، وأجزاء إذا ذهب بعضها لا يذهب الباقي. يقول هناك بعض الأجزاء بحيث أن إيه
is those parts of faith that are essential for faith to be accepted.
قال: فالشرط كمن آمن ببعض القرآن وكفر ببعض.
For example, believing in some of the Quran and denying some, or believing in some of the prophets and denying some, is not accepted. We have to believe in the entirety of the Quran and believe in all the prophets. And so if you believe in that part of the Quran that we believe in, or that that person would believe in, if he denies the rest of it, it will not benefit that person. So the same goes for believing in messengers. If someone chooses to believe in some messengers and leave some, then their faith in those messengers that they believed in is not going to be enough, is not going to be sufficient for salvation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messengers and want to divide, want to draw a line between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messengers, and they say we want to believe in some and deny some, those are the real deniers, and we have prepared for the deniers a humiliating torment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named them the real deniers.
قال وقد يكون البعض المتروك ليس شرطا لوجود الآخر ولا قبوله وحينئذ فقد يجتمع في الإنسان إيمان ونفاق وبعض شعب الإيمان وشعبة من شعب الكفر.
Now that we're saying that, on the other hand, some parts of faith are not essential for the acceptance of the rest of the iman. So the rest of the iman is accepted, even if some parts are missing. So a person may have some iman and some nifaq, some hypocrisy. Some people may have some iman and even some parts of kufr. Because all kinds of worship and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are branches of faith, and all kinds of sin are branches of apostasy or kufr or disbelief. So people, whoever most people do perform sins every now and then, and those are branches of disbelief, but it does not mean that they are not faithful anymore.
قال كما في الصحيحين عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
just like
قال
أربع
من كن فيه كان منافقا خالصا ومن كانت فيه خصلة من
there are four attributes that if someone has then that person is a complete hypocrite. But if someone has part of them, then he has some branches of hypocrisy until he gets rid of them.
إذن هنا ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أربعا من خصال النفاق أن الإنسان قد يكون مؤمنا وفيه خصال
النفاق. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying that a person may be faithful and have a certain attribute that is a hypocritical one.
هنا يستدل يعني الشيخ الإسلام رحمه الله بحديث أربع من كنا فيه كان منافقا خالصا الحديث على أن الإنسان قد يكون مؤمنا وفيه خصلة من خصال النفاق أو خصلتان أو ثلاث خصلات من خصال النفاق. وفي الصحيح عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من مات ولم يغزو ولم يحدث نفسه
without performing jihad and without thinking favorably of jihad, then that person will die on a branch of hypocrisy. And so the person may be faithful, but have a branch. May be faithful, but have a branch of hypocrisy. Rasulullah one time said to Abu Dharr, he said, "You are a person who has a little bit of jahiliyyah." Because he he transgressed against someone else. And so Rasulullah did not deny his faith. He said, he indicated that the person was a woman, but he had an attribute of jahiliyyah. Rasulullah also said, there are four things that my people will never leave, and they are parts of jahiliyyah. Boasting about ancestry and mocking people for their poor ancestry and grieving loudly at graves or at dead people and yelling and screaming. And it's also an attribute of jahiliyyah.
ستظل موجودة في أمته صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني في بعض أفراد هذه الأمة هذه الفصل. وفي الصحيحين عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني قال
and anticipating rain according to the stars. Of course, this is not applied to all Muslims. It means that some Muslims will keep doing that.
الأصغر الذي لا يخرج من الملة. إذا المسلم الذي يقاتل أخاه المسلم بغير حق فإذا هو الآن يعني مؤمن معه إيمان في نفس الوقت معه كفر يعني خصلة من خصال
الكفر. Now Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم still described those people who do that as part of his nation. They're still Muslim. But they're doing sins.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إثنتان في الناس هما بهم كفر.
Rasulullah also said there are two things that are apostatic in people. They are mocking people for their poor ancestry and yelling and screaming at as when grieving at that person.
أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا ترغبوا عن آبائكم فإن كفرا بكم أن ترغبوا عن آبائكم.
Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم also said, don't ever declare yourselves free of your parents, because it's apostasy to declare yourself free of your parents and to take someone else as your parent. It's a part of apostasy to do that. And so you don't stop being faithful by doing that. You're not complete apostates by doing that. But it is an attribute of apostasy.
قال وفي الصحيحين عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ليس من رجل دعا إلى غير أبيه وهو يعلمه إلا كفر. هنا هذا أيضا من الكفر الذي لا يخرج عن الملة. ومن ادعى ما ليس له فليس منا وليتبوأ مقعده من النار. ومن رمى رجلا بالكفر او قال عدو الله وليس كذلك الا رجع عليه. رواه مسلم يعني هذا لفظ مسلم. وفي لفظ البخاري ليس من رجل ادعى لغير ابيه وهو يعلمه إلا كفر.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم also said,
ومن ادعى قوما ليس منهم فليتبوأ مقعده.
If someone declares someone other than one of his parents as his parent and he knows that it's not true, then that is kufr. And whoever accuses someone of being kafir and that person was not kafir, then that's also kufr. And those are all examples of things that are kufr in the fact that they are parts of kufr, but they don't make someone a true apostate, or they don't make someone stop being a Muslim. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not become kuffar after me, killing each other.
ورواه البخاري من حديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنه. فإذا هنا إيه؟ من خصال الكفر.
And so here it's one of the attributes of kufr to for Muslims to kill each other. And it's also an attribute of kufr to accuse someone of kufr. When that person is not
kafir. وفي البخاري عن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم انه قال اذا قال الرجل لاخيه
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم also said in different hadith, if someone says to his brother you apostate or ya kafir, then one of them has become kafir for sure, or one of them has gain an attribute of kufr for sure, because if it's true, then it's the accusee, and if it's not true, then it's the accuser. Zayd ibn Khalid said, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed, led us in prayer in Salat al-Subh in Hudaybiyah. After a rainy night. And so when he left,
قال ربكم الليلة قال الله ورسوله أعلم قال أصبح من
people when he stopped, when the prayer was over, people came to Rasulullah and he said, do you know what your Lord has said tonight? They said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. Rasulullah said, those who said that we have been given rain by the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy, then that is a faithful person. And those who said we have been given rain because of the so and so star that showed up in the sky, then that is someone who does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believes in astronomy instead.
ويصدر عنه هذه الألفاظ التي هي من قسم الكفر.
وفي صحيح مسلم قال still considered faithful مؤمنين, but they can say those apostatic things sometimes.
إلا أصبح فريق منهم بها كافرين يقولون بالكوكب بالكوكب, يعني ينسبونها إلى الكوكب وهي من نعمة الله, من نعمة الله تعالى المطر, يعني ونعمة من الله تعالى, ويصبح فريق من الناس كافرين بها بهذه النعمة ينسبونها إلى الكوكب وهي نعمة من الله تعالى. قال ونظائر هذا موجودة.
There are many examples like this in
hadith.
Ibn Abbas and explaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's verse, and those who do not judge but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, then those are the kafirun. In a different verse, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ فَاسِقُونَ, those are the fasiqun. And another verse says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, or the ones, the transgressors. Ibn Abbas said that it's an apostasy that is lesser than complete apostasy.
التي لا تخرج عن ملة الإسلام وصفها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأنها كفر.
And so Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and Allah سبحانه وتعالى described some sins as كفر, but what that means is that they are in essence branches of the bigger tree of كفر. And if someone has those sins, if someone does those sins, it does not essentially mean that they become apostates, and they're not sentenced like apostates are sentenced in life, and in the hereafter they don't spend eternity in the fire.
الشريعة الإسلامية والقانون الوضعي من غير أن يكون الإنسان يعني مكره، يعني مثلا بعض الناس ربما يكون له عذر، يعني أنه مضطر
when it comes to ruling by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sharia, kufr is absolute apostasy. It would be if someone replaces the entire law with a man-made law, or if someone, you know, that's what would be considered apostasy. But if someone replaces just a few laws with man-made laws, or if someone is obliged beyond their will to do that, then that's not considered complete apostasy.
وهناك صور يعني متفق على انها من الكفر الاصغر، اللي هي ان يكون شخص يعني يحكم بالشريعه لكن في بعض القضايا يعني حكم بغير الشريعه محاباه لقريب، او تحامل على شخص لعداوه بينه وبينه فحكم عليه بما يخالف، يعني قد يكون انسان قاضي
and oppressing or transgressing against people when ruling between them for the sake of favoring one person over another, or for if one of the two parties was a relative or a friend, and that resulted in transgressing, then that's everybody agrees that that's a form of kufr that is lesser than major kufr. It's still a grave form of transgression, but it's the person who performs it is not an apostate.
فإذا هذا معناه أنه قد يجتمع في الإنسان إيمان وكفر، يكون مؤمنا ولكنه فعل بعض المعاصي التي توصف بأنها كفر، فيكون فيه بعض خصال الكفر أو بعض شعر الكفر، وفي نفس الوقت هو إيه؟ مؤمن لم يزل عنه الإيمان بالكلية. هنا بعد ذلك انتقل إلى جواب السؤال الثاني اللي هو إيه؟ وكان سأل سؤالين، هل إذا انتفى هل شعب الإيمان يتلازم في الانتفاء؟ يعني هل إذا انتفت شعبة من شعب الإيمان لازم انتفاء الباقي أم لا؟
Now, Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah will move on to the next question. The first question that we've been answering all this time is, if one part of Iman is missing, does that mean that the rest of Iman is missing? Now, the second question is, if part of Iman is present, does that mean the entire Iman is present?
توجد إيه يعني بقيتها، ف يعني إن شاء الله نجعل هذا موضوع
إن شاء الله we'll make this the subject of the next session.
شعب الإيمان قد تتلازم عند القوة ولا تتلازم عند الضعف.
But to summarize the answer.
من التصديق والمعرفة والمحبة لله ورسوله أو جل بغض أعداء الله إلى آخر الكلام.
He's saying that if faith is strong, then that essentially will lead to the rest of the branches coming true. But if faith is not really strong, then some parts of it may be missing. Do you have any questions?
No.
The question is, some people enter Islam, they change their names, and they need to keep the names of their families. They can change their first names, but they should not change their last names and to claim to be from a different family. But if someone does not know who his family is, or who his father is, they can be given a last name that is a general last name, or like Abdullah, or the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or something that is not specific to, is not deceptive, and does not link them to a certain family.
مضطر مثلا يكتب الأوراق بطريقة معينة لكن لا يغير نسبته لكن يكتب الأوراق مثلا بالطريقة التي لا تسبب له الضرر ولا تسبب له يعني قد يكون له بعض الأمور الفتاوى يعني التي تخص يعني الإنسان بحسب قدره.
Another question.
نعم. الأخت هيلو اسم الأسرة يعني أو اسم العائلة. أيوه.
I think the question was, is the family name really a father's name? The Sheikh is saying that any of your ancestors' names, whether it's the father or the grandfather or the family name, is all considered in the hadith, and so none of that should be changed.
تعاون بين المسلمين وغيرهم على حسب يعني ما هو الذي يتعاونون عليه التعاون مع غير المسلمين على نصرة المظلوم على
Someone is asking about collaboration between Muslims and non-Muslims. And the Sheikh is saying that collaboration between Muslims and non-Muslims when it comes to things, good things like helping the poor and good things like that is definitely recommended because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam collaborated with the pagans of Quraysh before he became a messenger to protect the poor and to help the oppressed.